As your leader,
I
encourage you from time to time, and always in a respectful manner, to question my logic. If you're unconvinced a particular plan of action I've decided is the wisest, tell me so. But allow me to convince you, and I promise you right here and now, no subject will ever be taboo. Except, of course, the subject that was just under discussion. The price you pay for bringing up either my Chinese or American heritage as a negative is, I collect your fucking head. Just like this fucker here.
このファック野郎と同じようにね。
Now, if any of you sons of bitches got anything else to say, now's the fucking time! I didn't think so. 今日はこれまでにしましょう。
Welcome to Cinema Crespodiso, episode 16. 16 episodes in. That's 4 full months, 1 a week. I can't believe it. It's here. I'm so happy to be here. It's me, Christopher Crespo, your host, film critic, writer, answerer of questions, fan of the Twitter, the Instagram, whatnot, you know, social media nerd. With me, as always, 4 months in now, really appreciate it, the Ed McMahon to my Johnny Carson, Andy Richter to my Conan, Paul Schaefer to my David Letterman, my Kevin Eubanks to my Jay Leno, the list keeps going, man. Drew Sir Cogburn's here, how's it going, Drew?
What's up, dude? How you doing this week?
Doing good, man, doing good, chilling, feeling fine. And joining us, 3-time guest, not including a bonus episode we just recorded.
Bonus.
3-time guest, the one and only Soul Brother Kevin.
Yes. What's going on, fellas?
How's it going, man?
What's going on, Drew?
Chilling, man.
Oh, man. So happy to be here.
I like this music here.
Yes, this
it's nice and chill.
This is on Black Dynamite, like some Black Dynamite soundtrack.
Man, you know what?
I've been all about it lately.
I don't remember that movie, but I do remember liking it. I'm going to watch it again like it's a new movie.
I got it on DVD. I'll lend it to you.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, yes. Enjoy. Oh, I'm a huge fan of it. Huge fan of Black Dynamite around these parts.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
Officially fans. Cinema Crespodiso. Seal of approval.
Stamped.
So you're listening to us now on the SRN as that drop at the very beginning. Some people, you know, that drop has been playing now at the beginning of our episodes. We haven't really explained it.
SRN.
Does that sound familiar?
Dun, dun, dun.
The SBK Radio Network. That's and right. We have SBK here. So we are on his network. And
yes,
I want
you are. You guys are the first group of podcasters that we felt were in the same vein of the spirit of the SBK
of
Live.
SBK. Thank you,
oh,
sir.
Yeah. Thank you, sir.
The flagship
thank you very much.
Show.
Exactly. So we're the mothership hovering over you, right?
Yes.
Yep.
And once you see us, it's already over.
We got sucked into the tractor beam, and now we're looking for others.
Exactly.
We're going to blow you up, too.
So that's
No.
but in a good way.
I don't want to die yet.
Not in a Star Trek Into the Darkness.
Look at what you're saying here. Not in a bad way, but in a good way. We're not blowing anything.
No, not in a way. Okay.
Boy. We're going to proceed to give you what you need. That's quality entertainment.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. I'm very, very proud to be part of the network. I like that it's you're building it up slowly. All the shows are going to be handpicked by you.
Yes.
So it's like quality assured, you know, which that raises the bar for us, Drew.
We've 100%.
We got to work a little harder, which I think we have been doing for the last few weeks.
I definitely don't mind that.
Yeah. So we really appreciate it. And thanks for coming on, boss.
Well, you guys are doing a great job. And all we want to do is use the SBK Live flag to promote what you guys are doing here on Cinema Crespodiso. So, you know, we support you. We love you.
Thank
so
you.
Keep doing your thing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And anyone listening to this now, if you haven't already, SBK
Check out
Live.
SBK Live, 100%.
On the iTunes. Rate it, review it, subscribe to it. They're 5 episodes deep
and
already.
And lick your screen.
Might as well. It's
that good.
It's screen licking good.
Hey,
there we go.
That's a T-shirt right there.
It doesn't mean nothing, but I like it.
Yep. I was on episode 5. We did another round of the movie Chain Game. Some people say there's some controversy on the Twitter. Some people say
it was Rob. That means they're listening.
They are listening. Mm-hmm. Listening to the end because that's the very end of the episode.
Oh, you have to.
You got to get to the end. That's BK Live. Movie Chain Game is always
controversy.
Fun. But we have our own games here.
We just started doing our own games.
Y'all do a little bit of this right here.
We do a little bit of that.
A little bit of this.
We do
a little bit of that.
We do a little bit of this. We do a little bit of that right there.
From over there?
We do some of that.
What is that? I don't have one of those.
I'll tell you what we do. In the second half of the show during the Crespo Dome, we started doing whenever we have a guest on. Drewster Cogburn versus the world.
It's you versus me, bro.
It's me versus Cogburn.
Oh, yeah.
Cogburn.
Cogburn.
Yes, like Rooster. Like Rooster Cogburn in True Grit.
Rooster. Now I'm confused.
John Wayne, Jeff Bridges with the eye patch.
Right.
Rooster Cogburn.
He's Drewster Cogburn.
I'm Drewster Cogburn.
Drewster Cogburn.
He is 2-1 so far. Who did you beat?
I beat Angel.
You beat Angel.
What?
And you beat Matt.
And yeah.
You beat both of them.
You beat both of them.
In two separate games. The only one who's beaten me is Baby Lack.
DJ Baby Lack beat him last week.
Baby Lack whooped up on me last week.
That's the swerve.
And the games are always different, too.
Okay.
The games are always different.
I don't even know what to expect, so.
That's the whole point.
Throwing me off here.
That's part of the reason why I did want to have you back on for a third time, because I wanted you to take part in the game.
All right.
And then we also have a couple other things that are new that I'm sure you're gonna love.
I love games.
But we're going to do the first half of the show. Which is, the show is normal. We got our format going with the box office review, and we'll talk about the new movies we've seen. We'll see the new movies coming out before we go into the Crespo Disco. But to start all that, let's get into the Netflix Instant Pick of the Week. Drew's got the randomizer.
Oh, there's the bag.
The randomizer 9000 technology. Oh, Kevin, yeah. Would you please be
all
our
right,
guest?
All right, let's see here. Wow!
Careful.
Man, there's like a live crawfish in there. I bet that'd be tasty, too. All right, do I reveal?
Yes.
Do I reveal?
Slow reveal.
Slow reveal. You're ready? It's Safety Not Guaranteed.
Safety Not Guaranteed. That's one that's put on there pretty recently.
When is it ever?
When is it not guaranteed? Safety Not Guaranteed is an interesting little sci-fi indie movie with Aubrey Plaza from Parks and Rec, Mark Duplass from The League, and many other things as well, because Mark Duplass isn't everything, actually.
A lot of stuff these days.
This movie is about someone puts out an ad, a classified ad in a paper, where actually, can one of you look it up? Look up the movie poster for Safety Not Guaranteed.
I've seen it.
Well, I want someone to read the ad so people at home don't know what this movie is.
It's a race here. Let's see.
Yeah, it's a race. Both of you guys got your computers out. We're typing.
Aubrey Plaza.
Yep. I just need a poster.
Three magazine employees head out on an assignment to interview a guy who has placed a classified ad seeking a companion for time travel.
Okay.
All right. So the line is,
what's the ad?
Wanted: someone to go back in time with me. This is not a joke. You'll get paid after we get back. You must bring your own weapons. I have only done this once before. Safety Not Guaranteed.
Ah, so that's an ad that someone places in the classified section. Some magazine employees, they find this ad and they go investigate. They want to find out who this guy is, if he's for real, if he's a nut job, what's going on. And that's what the movie's about.
Is this good?
It is. It's actually a very good.
It's a good little movie. I like the premise.
It's a good concept, yeah. And it's a small movie. It kind of is almost of a romantic comedy at times, but it gets a little deeper than that. And then it still does get a little sci-fi-ish. So I do recommend definitely Safety Not Guaranteed. That's definitely a very good Netflix instant pick of the week. I must say, thank you, Kevin, very much for that pick.
Oh, man, I couldn't have done it without my hand.
Well, your hand? We couldn't have done it
without your hand.
I mean, I clipped my nails and everything. I knew.
Do you insure that thing?
It has to be insured.
For at least $1 million.
Right. I mean,
just in case you get in some sort of horrible auto accident.
In my claws, with my insured hand claws,
yeah.
If I get it cut off,
yeah.
I get one of them District 9 arms.
Oh, nice.
You know what I'm saying?
That's actually.
I'll show you what's up.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, it is.
That's
like
right.
The
you tried.
Yeah.
I'll get you.
I hope
District
you,
9.
So you're gonna be Parpron?
I hope you keep your normal arm.
I'll see you at District 10. Don't try to cook me.
But you might taste delicious on the inside.
I might let you just have a little piece.
Oh, my goodness. Where is this going?
I don't know.
All right, so let me write that down so I don't forget. Safety Not Guaranteed is this week's Netflix Instant Pick of the Week. People, go out there and check that one out. That's a pretty good movie. Safety Not Guaranteed. Wrote that down. All right, let's get into the box office review. Drewster.
Yes, sir.
What do you got?
All right. Well, starting off at number 11 this week, we have Mud, that had a weekend gross of $2.2 million.
I want to see Mud.
On a budget of I don't know.
It's a cheap movie.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a cheap movie. This is the Matthew McConaughey one where he's a criminal on the run.
He's a bad guy?
He's a bad guy.
Go figure. Matthew McConaughey, bad guy.
A bad guy
on
the run.
All right, now.
And a couple of kids, they find a boat that's like up in the trees, and they turn into their treehouse. But he comes along and he wants to get these kids to help him get the boat out of the tree so he can get on the river and get away from the cops and like grab his girl with
boat
him.
Boat in the tree?
Boat, there's a boat in the tree. Because, you know, from like from some flooding or something.
Can't do it.
Actually, the trailer looks really good. It was deemed the top American film at the Cannes Film Festival, the most recent Cannes Film Festival where it played.
Nice.
It's playing right now at the Enzian Theater. Exclusive engagement. Not sure for how long. So if you want to see it, that's the place where you got to go see it if you're in town. I haven't had a chance to see it. I'm hoping to go see it this week at some point. It's just been a crazy, crazy weekend. Man, that reminds me. I did want to talk about real quick. I'm going to use this opportunity here to just break off, you know, because this is my show.
Do it.
You can do whatever you want, bro.
That's right.
This is my show.
All right, now.
Here we go.
I heard it.
Last night, we went to a soccer game.
Yes, we did. Go City.
I want to thank you, Kevin, for inviting me out. That was pretty awesome. Drew, we got to get you out there,
yeah,
buddy.
Yeah, well, one of these days, man, I have a weekend off.
We'll make it happen.
Wait a minute. When do you have a weekday off?
I mean, I have a weekday.
It's random.
Wait, no, I
this
don't.
This guy
don't
is going all around the world doing
are
so many
off,
different things.
Are you off this Tuesday?
What time?
7.
Yes.
They have a game, a home game, this Tuesday at 7:30.
Well, there we go.
You guys want to go?
Sure.
Yeah.
We're in.
You're going to love it, man.
All right.
It was fun.
It was my second soccer game.
Yeah.
And I didn't grow up playing soccer. I didn't watch it on TV. I thought it was stupid. I thought it was the sport of the poor people.
Yeah.
But it was
not. It is awesome.
It's an awesome time. Well, we were like 4 rows behind these dudes that brought their own drums, and they were drumming most of the time, like 90% of
man,
the drumming.
They had
drumming.
To get that thing together, right?
They did.
And sometimes it was all right.
And sometimes it sounded good, and
they
sometimes
got lost.
Yeah. Sometimes they gave the sticks off to like their kids,
but the kids were just banging. The spirit was there.
Yeah, they were for it. There was
people screaming the whole time.
The supporter groups off to our right, they were crazy.
Firm and the ruckus.
Yes, they were just going off. Like they were constantly singing and jumping up and down, and there's like nothing even going on. Just kicking the ball back and forth.
90 minutes non-stop action.
Yeah.
The clock doesn't stop.
And I'll be honest, at a couple points, I looked at the clock. I was like, man, this is gonna like 45-minute halves. This is gonna take forever. And then like watch the game a little bit. And then I look up. And also I was like, where did that time go?
Once we started scoring all those goals, it got crazy.
It does help that Orlando crushed. They were so good.
I think we have a good team.
They're an awesome team.
They're trying to break into the MLS.
Yeah.
It's a big movement. They're giving out bumper stickers and stuff about that. I'm behind that.
If Orlando gets an MLS team, that's just going to put us a step up to being like a real city.
Almost.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Almost.
We'll almost be a real city, yeah.
Almost.
From certain corners, looking at it from, you know,
from certain angles.
Yeah, certain angles.
Okay, at least the training wheels will be off. We'll be in out of diapers and big boy pants.
Get that in there. They're going to get the train going on, the whole train system, the SunRail. They got that. They're building that central station downtown where everything's going to connect.
I'm against all of that.
Are you against it? That's going to help
I'm going to go backwards.
Oh, horse and buggy?
Horse and buggies, bicycles.
Oh, not that far back.
the bicycles with a huge wheel on the front and you got to like hop on top. And
skates.
Ah, the 4, the side by sides, the two quads.
Laser quads, powered skates.
Oh,
propelled skates.
You know a little bit about the roller derby, so you know about the skates.
Yeah.
How do we get on skates?
I don't know.
Free flowing conversation.
Hey, man, that's how it is. That's what happens when body starts slapping.
That's what happens on the SRN in the Cinema Crespo Diso. Mud, cool looking movies. I still want to see it. None of us have seen it.
Nope.
Right? Yeah, so, but it's getting really good reviews, so.
Mm-hmm. I'll see it, though.
Hey, yeah.
I'll see it.
Yeah, eventually. Matthew McConaughey. He's having like a little career resurgence lately.
I'm interested in seeing him being a bad guy. I give him that.
You want to see him as a bad guy? Yeah. You got to check out Killer Joe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he good?
Oh, man. That movie is over the top good. And he is great. He is so insane, Killer Joe. Have you seen that yet, Drew?
No.
Oh, I've heard,
but
man.
You and Billy have been talking about it forever.
Woo! You got to see that movie. Oh, it's good. It's wild.
It gets a woo!
Yeah, it is wild. It is wild. I tell you, it was NC-17 for a reason.
Yeah.
All right.
That's naughty.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's wild. Take your kids.
All right, so let's get what back into the box office.
All right, number 5 this week, we have The Croods, which had a weekend gross of $6.6 million for a total gross of 163 and a quarter on a budget of 135.
This movie also made $287 million in foreign markets.
All right, so we're talking like $500 million.
$450 million.
Yeah, we talked about this last week.
Yeah, The Croods is banking.
Yeah.
But it's making all its money in international markets.
Not here in America.
Yeah, it's not really making the money here, but The Croods is banking overseas. Because, you know, they probably redubbed all the actors.
Yeah.
The actors from their countries and stuff. That's how they do stuff like that. You have no interest in movies like this. You're not an animated film guy.
Not animated at all. No.
You call them cartoons?
Yeah, they're called last animated movie. And the only animated film I've ever seen in the movie theater was the South Park movie.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
If it's like that, I'm down.
Did you see The Simpsons?
It is an R-rated movie.
Yeah, I did see The Simpsons too.
But not in the theater, though. Did you see it in the theater?
Actually, I did not see The Simpsons in the theater.
You just saw it eventually.
I didn't even see the movie. I went on The Simpsons ride at Universal. Nice. It's crazy, man. Stuff happened all around.
It is crazy.
And woo.
And then you go, there's giant Maggie at one point, and then you're inside her mouth.
It doesn't matter. It's a trippy experience, even if you're sober.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
And you can go in it 10 times, and there's like so much going on. Like, whoa, I didn't even see this over here.
Even the outside of the building may look like a Krusty Land or whatever.
Yeah.
Huge Krusty Land. If you're a Simpson fan, it must.
I love The Simpsons, so I love seeing that stuff.
I want a South Park equivalent of that.
That would be cool.
Yes, it would.
That would be cool. They're building a crazy Transformers ride at Universal Studios, at the old Universal Studios. Oh, I want to get on that thing so bad.
Yeah, it's going to transform your wallet to nothing.
Exactly.
Well, that's what they do. That's what they do, but I think it's worth it. I love that place.
Did you know that those huge turkey fan. Legs ain't turkey?
I heard what they're like emu legs or something. Ostrich. Mm-hmm. Some sort of giant land bird.
Drew legs.
Drewster legs.
Yeah,
legs.
They are delicious.
With a little drink.
Is that why it's so bony, though?
Spicy, would you like it?
That's disgusting. That's disgusting.
That's what we do on SRN.
That is.
Mm-hmm. We cannibalize people?
No, cannibalize the Drewster Cogburns.
The official theme overall for all the shows on SRN is this.
Okay.
If it makes you grin, leave it in.
All right.
All right.
So that's how we run.
The official theme.
Yeah. If it feel good, do it.
All right.
If it don't feel good,
don't do it.
If I knock three times,
I'll let me in.
Let me in, something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I'll be your friend, let me in.
All right, what's the number four movie?
Number four this week, we have The Big Wedding, which had a weekend gross of $7.5 million, same as the total, and a budget of $35.
I don't know about this movie. I barely even know what it's about.
I walked by the poster today.
Okay.
And
what did you gather?
I think Robert De Niro plays either probably like the father of the bride or something stupid like that.
Yeah.
Topher Grace is in it, and then a bunch of random people that I don't care about.
I think he's like divorced from Diane Keaton's character, and he's with a younger girl, but he has to for some reason pretend that they're still married.
Oh, probably for some money.
Yeah, I don't know. It's getting some pretty
sounds stupid.
It's getting some pretty bad reviews.
All right, well, number three this week, we have 42, which had a weekend gross of $10.8 million. Total gross is 69 on a budget of 40.
$69 million on a budget of $40 million. Not bad.
Yeah,
I want to check this movie
Robinson.
Out, but
yeah,
whose perspective is it from?
I think it's the overall.
The History Channel's perspective.
Yeah, okay. It's one of those kind of objective pieces
of sorts. What the word on this one, and the reason I haven't, like, part of the reason I haven't seen it is because it came out the weekend that the Florida Film Festival started, and there were a bunch of movies, so it just dropped really low on my list of movies to see. But the reviews haven't been very strong. Apparently it's very movie of the weekish. You know,
I have not heard a thing about this movie.
Well, apparently it's very much just broad strokes. It doesn't tell you anything new. It's not very profound. It's just
After school special.
You know, it's just, here's a Jackie Robinson story.
A feel good.
Yeah, so I don't know. It doesn't sound like something I want to, you know, Redbox. It definitely sounds like a Redbox type.
Or Airplane.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely an airplane. Definitely an airplane.
All right. Number two this week, we have Oblivion, which had a weekend gross of $17.5 million. Total gross is $64.7 on a budget of $120.
Ah, that's what I call my toilet.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean,
Oblivion?
It surprises me, though. It was a fairly good movie. I enjoyed it.
It's a pretty decent movie, actually. I think it's good.
Who's in this? Tom Cruise.
This is a Tom Cruise joint.
Flick.
It made $134 in the international markets.
Well, I mean, there was never probably a plan for an Oblivion 2.
No, there's no Oblivion 2 plan, I think. $198 million worldwide so far. $200 million in just 2 weeks worldwide. Those are Tom Cruise-like numbers.
Can we get another guy that's not so Tom Cruise-ish?
I don't know. I mean, why would you want that?
If Tom Cruise was sick, who fills in? What actor?
Oh, I can't think of anyone that would replace
him. There's nobody else off a Tom Cruise.
That particular thing that he brings to a movie,
especially action movies.
First off,
Matt Damon can't do that.
Matt Damon?
He's trying.
Jeremy Renner can't do that? Or is it they're
he's
not handsome
as
enough?
Well.
They're both trying
too. They're not handsome enough.
I don't think they're crazy enough.
I don't think it's just handsome. I think it's Tom Cruise, part of his deal is how he's an adrenaline junkie.
Right.
So he does all of his own stunts, and the stunts get crazier and crazier. But you can tell.
Anybody can do that.
No, they don't, though. They don't. Usually when you watch a movie about a car chase and you have actors, you know, in a car chase, they usually shoot the car chase scene so that you can't tell. They try to hide the people behind the wheel.
Some people come to the that's what makes him good. He does his own stuff.
He does his own thing. Like in this Jack Reacher movie.
How does that make the movie better, though? Seriously.
When I was watching it, one of the few aspects I really liked about Jack Reacher, which came out last December, there's a great car chase in the middle where, like, over and over, they were finding different ways to, like, show you a crazy car stunt and then have the camera get as close as possible so you can see Tom Cruise behind the wheel. Like, he's really pulling off all these crazy car stunts, which it helps the movie. It's like it's the characters really going through all this stuff, and it's not with CG or, you know, obviously there are safety aspects in place.
I'll give you a little bit of that.
They do that a lot.
There's nobody else in Hollywood doing that kind of stuff.
Not to his extent.
Especially not at his age.
Especially that he's 50.
So you're saying his appeal, besides how he looks and how people relate to him and his history, is
his physicality.
He is the real deal.
He is the real deal.
He might be batshit crazy, but he's the real deal.
He's the real deal when it comes to his craft. What about Christian Bale? He the real deal.
Bale throws himself into it too, but I mean,
but he's been known to throw wicked temper tantrums.
Yeah, that one thing's gonna fall.
What about the other guy, the Lincoln guy? Way too old.
Daniel Day Lewis. Yeah, he's too old now.
Way too old.
The last one he can stay is he's still.
We don't have a who is a younger Shia LaBeouf, the real deal.
No, I don't. I actually kind of like Shia LaBeouf, but nah, not at all. He's not the next Tom Cruise. Ryan Reynolds. I like Ryan Reynolds, but he's too snarky.
Chris Pine
is too wooden. He's his last name.
Loosen him up a little bit.
Someone's got to loosen him up.
Who's the dude to play Thor?
Chris Hemsworth.
Yeah, him.
He's too Australian.
Yep.
Damn, we ain't got nobody.
We don't have a next Tom Cruise.
We need to start cloning right now.
Yeah.
We don't have another Tom Cruise.
I'd be down with a Tom Cruise clone.
So, more Oblivion?
More Oblivion.
Wesley Snipes.
Oh, he's just got out of jail.
Oh, he's ready.
He out of jail. Yeah. And immediately Stallone confirmed on Twitter, Expendables 3.
He should have been in the first one.
Because he was in jail.
Oh.
He was in jail for the first two.
Like seriously, you didn't need... some people weren't worthy of being there. I know. Terry Crews is newcomer that we like.
Terry Crews is awesome.
He was not of the caliber, though.
He worked out great, but yeah, he's not. He was, at first...
should have been there now.
It's almost like Expendables made Terry Crews an action star as opposed to pulling in an action star. Apparently, I think that role was for Wesley, and then it didn't work out. Went to Forrest Whitaker. Forrest Whitaker dropped out because of scheduling conflict.
They should have gave it to Bill Duke.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Hey, come on, man. I should be in Hollywood.
Bill Duke. He's getting old,
that's
though.
The problem.
He's up there in age.
Oh, it's Expendables. That's what it was.
That's true.
That's the
problem with Hollywood, not enough Bill Duke.
That is, actually, I agree.
Not enough Bill Duke. Mm-hmm. I absolutely agree with that.
And Gene Hackman, too.
Gene Hackman retired.
Oh, I know, but not enough Gene Hackman.
Yeah, he retired after Welcome to Mooseport, that horrible movie with Ray Romano.
So he took a lot of time off, man.
You just caught a lot of time off?
He did took a lot of time off.
I call it retirement.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because he's
He just stopped. Yeah.
He's like, I'm done. Same with Sean Connery. He did the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
And then done.
It's like, I am finished.
Wow.
No, screw this.
Now you're talking about slapping women. It's
no,
okay.
I'm going to slap a bitch. I'm going to go to Scotland and slap a bitch. Now we're just, let's do the rest of the show like Sean Connery.
Need
to get him.
All right, a bunch of people just shut off the show right there. I apologize for that horrible Sean Connery.
Yeah, he's no Roger
Sean
Moore.
Connery off. He is no, well, actually, I prefer Connery as well.
I mean, the point is, though, that he's not Roger Moore, right?
No, you're right.
Well, that's true. So that's all I'm saying.
That is true. Hey, George Lazenby was Australian. Speaking of Australians, that's weird having an Australian bond.
I don't Australia, man.
It's a penal colony.
Yeah, I just don't get it.
You don't get it? You got to go there to get it.
I know. I do have to go. It's like an 18-hour flight.
It's a long flight. You got to go there for like a month.
It's a coast with desert in the middle.
Are they free? Are they like normal?
Yeah, they're cool.
What do they speak over there? That Augie?
They speak that
funny, Aussie slang.
That funny talk.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that funny talk.
Skew it on the Barbie.
Crocodile Dundee.
Uh-huh.
Think of Paul Hogan.
Didgeridoo everywhere, crazy.
Have you ever seen that Paul Hogan movie where he thinks he's working for God and he like stumbles across like a boys home church type deal and he's like, he's a thief, he's like a reformed thief.
Eddie Murphy, Holy Man.
So, yeah, but before that, it was like 10 years before that.
I don't know that one.
Anyway, Paul Hogan, this show is all about tangents so far. It is, but it's fun. Oblivion, good times. We talk. If you want to hear us review Oblivion, we talked about that last week with DJ Baby Lab.
Yes, we did.
This started about us trying to find another Tom Cruise. Anybody that can even.
It's not going
to
happen.
It's not going to happen.
I think I got a little bit more respect for him now, but he's crazy.
He is crazy. All right. And number one this week.
New movie.
Pain and Gain. Weekend gross, $20 million. Pain, budget, man. 26.
Who is that, The Rock?
That's The Rock.
I knew it.
It's Mark The Rock, Mark Wahlberg.
Anthony Mackie.
Why do we not have
directed
the
by
Rock
Michael
yet?
Bay.
I love The Rock.
The Rock's awesome.
But he should, commercially, we should be done with it.
Because he's...
Well, yeah.
This is his third movie in 3 months, and he has Fast and the Furious 6 coming out next month.
I mean, talking about oversaturation.
Oh, yeah, totally.
A really nice guy. What I'm saying is... There's a lot to like about The Rock.
I think he's getting better.
He smiles.
Oh, he actually acts in this movie.
He acts his ass off in this movie.
Who is more physically imposing and still not threatening?
Nobody.
He's a non-threatening rip dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lovable rip dude.
Well, it's
dude.
Because yeah. it's that fucking smile on
it
his
is,
face.
It is, yeah. And he's got the right...
What
he
a
got
smile.
That, he looks like he just came off the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yep. He does. And in this movie, yeah. he is... Huge.
Oh my god. Is he huge?
He's so tan.
He's bigger. He might be bigger than he's ever been
in this
movie.
He's so tan, you can't even see his lipo scars.
Well, he's also Samoan, so. Yeah. Lipo scars.
Yeah, he's got lipo scars.
Well, that's what all the Samoan tattoo helps with that. All the tattoos.
He's
oh,
yeah. good on Saturday Night Live, too. He's funny.
He's great. Yeah. He's great. I love the rundown. Oh, you're gonna go all Samoan on
I
that?
Do. I do. Listen, I'm going to take a Samoan type tattoo. I'm going to do a hat from half sleeve all yeah. the way. To my titty.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah.
And then I'm not gonna be ripped with it though. Like you see those on like
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
But my thing is
But Samoans are like that.
Do what you can do. I can't be ripped, but I can have a tattoo.
You can be you.
Like a ripped guy. Yep. That's it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
Right. It'll work.
Right.
As long as it looks good.
I gotta find a guy that can do that and put a little he's gonna incorporate some Egyptian hieroglyphics in it.
Do you know what these hieroglyphics are going to say?
Yes.
What are they going to say?
Drink more water. That's important.
At 7.
Yeah, I want people to know that I was all about water.
7:10, drink more water.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Drink water.
Drink water.
That's it.
The drink water alarm.
I drink a lot of it.
Drew and I saw Pain and Gain today.
Yes, we did.
Michael Bay's Pain and Gain. This is a Michael Bay low budget movie at $26 million.
It's still a Michael Bay movie.
But it didn't blow nothing up?
Stuff got
oh.
blown up.
Oh, okay.
Stuff got blown up still.
Stuff got blown up. There are SWAT teams. Yep. There are shootouts.
Everything's slow motion. Motion action.
Overkill.
Yeah, over the top. Over the top.
Camera rotating around a bunch of weird stuff.
Yeah, oh, I gotta see it. I gotta see it.
It's fun.
It's solely Michael Bay.
If I'm a Michael Bay, want to see blow some shit up.
Yeah,
I'm gonna like this.
You're gonna get it.
Yeah,
all right, good.
It's the low budget character first version, but it's still good.
Yeah,
Mark Wahlberg in it.
Yeah,
yep.
I do not like Mark Wahlberg.
I think you'd like him in this one.
He's funny in this.
He's
movie.
Good in this.
He's a dick though.
Yeah, but if
he
it's
comes a, off
if,
like a
if
dick,
it fits the character.
He comes off like a dick to me, like Tom Cruise comes off like crazy.
Like crazy,
yeah.
This but seems like a dick.
In this movie, it definitely fits the character, the
definitely,
personal
100%.
Trainer deal thing he does, and it's all based on a true story.
I still like him as an actor. I just think he's a dick.
Or hey, that's fine. Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah.
Why? So what? You're just watching him act.
Yeah.
It's not like you're hanging out with him.
He doesn't.
Although I'd still like to hang out.
The movies that he's in, though, I mean, he doesn't let you down ever, really.
No.
No. Not really.
The Happening wasn't too good in.
You're going to name one or two movies. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a total waste of time.
I always feel like with Mark Wahlberg, it's either he's with a director that knows what he wants and will get Mark Wahlberg to do what he wants, like a Michael Bay. Or David O. Russell and I Heart Huckabee, something like that, because he's great in I Heart Huckabee.
Oh, fantastic.
Or you get something like with M. Night Shyamalan. I don't think he knew what he wanted Mark Wahlberg to do, so he just let him do his thing, and he kind of flailed about and really didn't have any guidance. Or with movies like Contraband or Broken City, where he's just playing Mark Wahlberg,
yeah.
which is kind of bland.
Yeah, totally. You
know, don't do it.
And The Departed, Martin Scorsese, he knew what he wanted. It was a very sharply written role. Scorsese directed brilliantly, and he was great. Wahlberg's one of the best parts of that movie, and he's in it for like 5 minutes.
Yep.
You know? So, yeah, I don't know. Wahlberg is definitely kind of tricky, but I liked him in this. The Rock is great. Anthony Mackie is really good. Ed Harris shows up like in the second
yeah.
half of the movie.
I like Ed Harris.
Ed Harris.
He's really old.
He is looking old, man.
Oh, really?
He is looking his age, poor guy. But he's great in the film. Tony Shalhoub.
Tony Shalhoub.
Monk. He plays
a great scumbag.
Very, very great scumbag. It was good. It was a fun movie.
I enjoyed it.
It was a fun movie. A lot of Michael Bay haters, you know, they might hate it.
It's totally a Michael Bay movie.
It's 100%. It's in Miami. You got all your stereotypical Miami yep. shots with the sun setting. There's tits ahoy in this film.
Oh yeah,
it's ridiculous. It's totally Michael Bay, like to the nth power.
Does Michael Bay blow up any titties?
No.
That would be a shame.
No, but based on the real story.
That might have happened.
Based on the real story, titties play an actually very important part.
A very
part.
Important role
very
part.
Important
in
part.
Life itself.
Or in life itself, yes.
Nourishment.
In the plotting of the story with these three bodybuilders who kidnap a guy and try to get him to sign over all his stuff. Yeah, it's interesting. All
right.
It's very interesting.
It's all a true story. That's the crazy part.
So I would say, you know, for me, Pain and Gain is worth checking out in a theater, like a matinee.
Oh, yeah, totally.
You know, you would go with that too, Matt?
Oh yeah,
as
totally.
As like Red Box or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I mean, it's a Michael Bay movie too. Still want to see it on the big screen.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah, for sure. All right, so let's talk about the new movies coming out this week on DVD and in theaters. I got the DVD movies right here. Actually, only one movie coming out on DVD. I'm sorry, three movies. Speaking of Mark Wahlberg, Broken City, that movie that came out in January,
mm-hmm.
where it's directed by one of the Hughes brothers, I think Alan Hughes. Or Albert, you know, 50% chance.
Did they break up?
No, like they sometimes make stuff together and sometimes they don't. Like they took a break for a while, then they did Book of Eli together.
Which was awesome.
Which is pretty good. And then this one, it's only one of them is doing. I think it might
Isn't
be
it
Albert,
weird
actually.
How guys make movies sporadically and then pop with like this great. Like,
yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Well, what have you been waiting on?
Yeah, where you been? You've been sitting on this whole time?
Why?
Yeah. Broken City isn't bad. This one is about Russell Crowe is like a mayor of a town. Mark Wahlberg is kind of a disgraced cop. Turned PI, and he hires Mark Wahlberg to like spy on his wife because he suspects his wife of cheating on him. Catherine Zeta-Jones plays the wife, but then like the plot gets a little twisty and turny, and it goes down the rabbit hole. He finds out, you know, it's a bigger thing all along. It's not bad. I would definitely say it's definitely worth checking out on Redbox, something like that.
Okay,
you know, I saw in a theater. I should have waited for Redbox or whatever, but that's what I do. I see movies in theaters.
Yep.
Also coming out on DVD, The Guilt Trip, Seth Rogen, Barbara Streisand road comedy that I'm sure we all have seen and loved already, right?
Okay.
Yeah, no.
I know what you're talking about. I haven't seen it, but I'm familiar with the movie.
Yeah. Two Jews being Jewy?
Yeah, I think that was the working title. And Silver Linings Playbook. Which Oscar-nominated, won a couple of awards.
I've been waiting for this to come out on DVD.
Jennifer Lawrence won
like
Best
Jennifer
Actress.
Lawrence.
She's good. She's good in this movie. Bradley Cooper's really
She's
good.
Hot.
Robert, she is
yes,
pretty hot.
Yes, she is.
Robert Downey Jr., not Robert Downey Jr., Robert De Niro, great. One of his best performances probably in the last 10 years in this movie.
But she's got that sad face, though.
She does always look sad. I think
even
that,
when she smiles, she's kind of looked like sad girl.
I think that sad girl thing, I think that's stupidity.
No,
because
it could be.
Yeah, I think I think she's a bit of a dumb.
You know where else says that? I'm a pretty girl, but I look sad, like I want to cry.
Yeah, because she doesn't know what's going on. She's so confused.
Who else has that? Amanda Knox has that.
Yeah.
You know, that's weird.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah,
a little hot.
I think that's dumbness.
I
think
cry.
There's a little vacancy there.
Crazy.
You know, she was supposed to introduce Bill Clinton at some event. Introduce him as President Gil Clinton.
Oh,
who
really?
Did that?
Jennifer Lawrence. J-Law.
She's drunk.
She's only like 22,
yeah.
23. She's a kid.
Yeah.
She might flash you. She don't care.
Oh, I'd be
that.
Down.
Sounds
I'd
fantastic.
I'd be down for some of that. Some Katniss flashing. But Silver Linings Playbook is quite good, so definitely check that out on DVD, people, this week. Drew, you got any new movies coming out in theater this week?
Coming out this weekend, we have Iron Man 3.
What? Iron Man 3? There's an Iron Man 3 coming out.
Iron Man 3?
What?
It's already made like $195 million worldwide.
What?
They got Terrence Howard back in there?
No.
They're going to lose.
You know,
no.
Ben Kingsley,
Gwyneth
Paltrow, Guy Pearce, Don Cheadle.
Would you rather go Howard over Cheadle? I'd go Cheadle over Howard. Hotel Rwanda, man. Roseanne Bagambubingam, or whatever his name was.
Yep.
Hold on, what? Hotel Rwanda is respectable.
It's very good.
But
yeah.
I give you.
Well, Hustle and Flow.
Hustle and Flow.
I'll give you. Because
it's hard out there.
I'll give you Boogie Nights.
Wait.
You
want to
go back and forth?
That.
You want to go back and forth?
He did one of them hood movies.
He did do one of them hood movies.
Inglewood.
I'll give you Ocean's 11 through 13.
Oh.
You're losing if you're putting 13 and 12 in there.
No, I like 13.
They're good. They're fine.
12 is I'm not a big fan of 12. 13 is good. That's the one with Al Pacino.
Which one was the Looky Lou?
I think it's the second one. The French guy.
Which one had the big the hooker lady? Jessica
Julia Roberts.
Which one had that one?
The first two, but she was a lot in the second one. You're thinking of the second one.
Which one was the cat man where he had to go?
Second one.
That one sucked.
That's the one that everyone hates.
They all suck.
No,
I like the first one.
The third one's good.
And the third one's good too.
The third one's good.
What happened in the third
one? That's one where Al Pacino.
They all come back together.
They all get back together, and Al Pacino has his casino. Al Pacino puts Elliot Gould out of business.
Right.
And Elliot Gould is laid up.
How does it end?
It ends with them screwing over Al Pacino. They steal his diamonds, the Five Diamond Awards.
Yeah. Yes. That was awesome.
Yeah, they stole his diamonds right out of the roof.
Three redeemed themselves.
Yeah. Okay. Three's good.
What was the point was Don Cheadle versus Terrence Howard.
Yes.
Correct.
I just don't know what Terrence Howard was in right now.
And that's part of the
and
point.
And that's why.
And Don Cheadle
wins.
Don Cheadle was in Mission to Mars where he was the last guy, the only guy on Mars.
He didn't like that movie.
I don't care. I like that
movie. Survived.
He's not proud of that movie.
You know what? That happens. Michael Bay is not proud of Armageddon. I know you're a fan of Armageddon. Michael Bay just recently apologized for it. And he was like, the studio rushed us. We only had 16 weeks to make it.
And imagine how it was still awesome.
He said if he could redo the third act, he would redo the whole thing. He would do something totally different with the end of that movie.
I would love to see that.
That was in like some article on Vulture or Wired or something like that. I don't know. So sometimes, you know, Sinbad, he doesn't like a good burger.
Oh, he hates
it. Yeah, good burger, home of the good burger. Can I take your order?
Doesn't mean you can't like it. Abe Vigoda, man.
Yeah.
So Iron Man 3, that's crazy. Wow, there's an Iron Man 3 movie.
Yeah.
Wild stuff.
It's got Sir Ben Kingsley in it.
Actually, we recorded a whole summer movie preview episode, a summer movie guide where we talk about all the movies coming out this summer. So if you want to hear us wax poetic about Iron Man 3 in length, along with all the other movies of the summer, go ahead and download that episode and check that out as well.
Yeah, get it.
And Kevin was a guest on that, so it's the three of us talking about all that stuff. Good times. So it was
fantastic.
Fantastic stuff. An hour of summer movie fun for 2013.
Exactly.
And what else is coming out this
weekend? Also coming out this weekend, we have The Iceman.
That's Michael Shannon. He plays the infamous mafia hitman who claims to have killed like 200-300 people, something like that. They did that HBO documentary on him.
Okay.
He's like some cold bastard, obviously.
But he was a family man as well.
He wouldn't do children or women.
And gotta have a code.
And his wife and children had no idea that he was this ruthless killer.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to that because it's Michael Shannon.
There's a bunch of other movies coming out that we don't care about.
No one cares about none of those movies. No one cares about none of those movies. All right, so that was the first half of the show. Good times, guys. Good stuff. We're going to get into the Crespo Disco here. I got a song picked out. I hope you guys enjoy it. I hope you guys can figure out where it's from. Drew, this is actually one of your favorites.
Awesome.
So I'll let you talk about how much you love it when we get back.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk about a lot of other stuff. The Crespo Dome, it's going to be packed, guys. We're going to have a good time. So, Kevin, you ready for the Crespo Dome?
I am ready for the Crespo Dome, but guess what?
What you got? What?
Terrence Howard played Cowboy in Dead Prez.
Man.
He hasn't done anything. I'm looking at his hand. Done
it's not much.
Not really. But why is he so big?
Because of Hustle and Flow.
Hustle
and Flow.
That was his big.
Don Cheadle, meanwhile, has been slowly
building it up.
Don't tell everyone alone is enough. Yeah.
That movie was apparently so good that it warranted giving 3-6 Mafia an Oscar.
Hey, man.
They are the Academy Award winning 3-6 Mafia.
They're the Academy Award winning
ridiculous
trick.
Is that?
And Grammy Award winning.
Trick. Get him.
Whoop that trick.
Get him.
That's not the Crespo Disco song.
No, it's not.
That's no problem. Here we go. We got you jump into the Crespo Disco. You guys enjoyed this. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back and get into the Crespo Dome. So here we go.
It was happy at the start when you offered me the part. Don't you know that these things happen to you?
the best of us.
And welcome back. Welcome back to Cinema Crucible Diesel, episode 16. I'm chilling here with Drewster Cogburn. How's it going, Drew?
What up, bro?
Super special guest, SBK.
Yeah. Boom, bye, yay. And all of that good stuff.
All that great stuff. You're listening to episode 16, Cinema Crucible Diesel on the SRN SBK Radio Network, which, you know, we are so proud to be on. So proud to be a part of this network.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you very much.
We've hit the big time, dude.
We have hit the big time.
Yes, we're going to hit the big time.
Somebody picked us up.
Yes.
Somebody gonna pick us all up.
It's all pyramid schemes.
Exactly.
It's all got to start somewhere.
I'm glad you know. You got in on the ground floor.
Exactly. We're at the base level of that pyramid.
That's right.
Best time to get in, if you ask me. So that's we awesome. Are just hanging out here, having a good time. Let's plug a couple things real quick because I didn't come up with a commercial. So this is gonna be the quick commercial. While this awesome little spaghetti western music plays. iTunes, very important, please, on iTunes, whether or not you listen to us through the iTunes, we ask that you subscribe to us there. Rate us 5 stars.
5 stars.
Leave a nice review.
Yes.
Tell people how much you enjoy the show.
Mm-hmm. Spread the word.
That's important stuff, you know?
Like a virus.
That's how more people will see it. When iTunes gets a lot of reviews and downloads and ratings like that for a show, then they put it on like their hot list, the top 100, new and noteworthy.
It's the best way to help the show if you like the show.
It is the best way to help the show. So if you enjoy what we do, please, we ask you, take the time to leave a rating, leave a review. It'll take you 2 minutes, but it will mean the world to us. It really will. And do the same for SBK Live. Because
we're on iTunes.
We're all in this together. You're on iTunes. iTunes, if you're not on iTunes,
just listen to everything on the SRN network. It's just that easy.
Just listen to everything on the SRN network. There will be, right now, there's only the 2 shows, SBK Live.
It may just be 2 shows. You
for a while, it may just be 2 shows. That's but right. There will be more shows down the road. I think I know about a couple of plans that some people will be very, very happy about.
We got some things in the works.
Absolutely. And I think it's going to be really good stuff. So, like Drew said, we're excited about being on the ground floor on this. On Twitter, I am Chris Crespo. That's kind of hard to... On Twitter,
you are Chris Crespo.
At Twitter, get me at I am Chris Crespo. You can get the show at Crespo Diso for show updates. Drewster is on
at Antihero419 on Twitter.
On Twitter and on the Instagram.
And on the Instagram as well. Actually, I mean, if you just look up Antihero419, that's pretty much me.
That's pretty much him. That's pretty much Drewster Cogburn.
I've conquered the social media with the same
with the banner.
With the same name.
Good job, dude.
So
good job. And Kevin?
At the Soul Brother.
There's a lot of fakers out there.
Yeah, just accept the... You look at the Twitter, the follow account.
It's the one...
I'm not official yet. I'm not verified.
Right, so. Which is ridiculous.
Yeah. Someone needs to get this guy verified to stop all this BS.
Seriously.
Oh, it's ridiculous. All the BS with the SBK.
Well, I don't know if they're friendly. They just need to stop.
Some of them are friendly.
Yeah, some of them are.
Some of them are a little...
out there.
A little pushy. Yeah, right. Like, I thought you were trying to help.
What can you do? It's friendly fire.
Friendly fire.
It happens.
Right. It does happen. All right. Hey, well, let's get into the Crespo Dome.
Oh, man. Stuff's going to get crazy.
Stuff is going to get crazy.
I'm ready.
Let's get... Are you sure? Before we get into the Crespo Dome, we got to get the Crespo Dome music going. I'm going to jump right over here. Well, here we go. Doing all this live. And we're taking some promo pictures.
Live action.
Also, Instagram. You're on Instagram, right?
I think so.
Soul Brother Kevin, I think
Soul
is.
Soul Brother Kevin on Instagram.
And
I tweet mostly food.
And our show is Cinema Crespo Diso on Instagram.
I follow you on Instagram.
Yeah, I think you are.
You should.
Am I? I think I am.
I think you are.
Yeah, I am.
I hope so.
Boom.
Buddy.
Done.
I thought we were...
I'm spying on you on Instagram.
All right, there we go. You'll see a whole bunch of pictures of you, actually.
Yeah, I was about to say, you're in a lot of those pictures.
And I'm also taking your pictures and refiltering them without your approval.
No, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah.
You can add as many Amaro or Rise filters as you want on that thing.
I will do it.
All right, here we go. Crespo Dome time. It's let's get busy. Any second now. This thing's killing me now.
It's okay.
It's buffering.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just loop that. All right. Thanks,
awesome.
Drew. Thanks for providing the theme song.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's going to kick in any second. So let's just let's see what I got going on here. Drew.
Yes.
You saw a couple new movies.
Oh, yes. Yes, that I did. I saw some movies this week.
So let's talk about some of the movies that you've seen.
All right. Well, I caught Wreck-It Ralph on the Redbox.
Have you know about the Wreck-It Ralph, SBK?
I know about it, but you know that's not my cup of tea.
Yeah, it's
that's
animated.
That's a cartoon, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, you know.
I mean, if you're into video games, you might enjoy it. It's got some classic video game characters
that,
in there.
That might be cool.
It's based in like a video game universe where all these arcade games are connected through the power cord. And through the power cord, you know, and the hub there, all the characters can kind of move in and out of the video games at will. So, you know, they've got their own little society down there. It's actually really, really detailed. They really went into how everything worked.
Yeah.
Okay.
They built a world.
Yeah. It was a very believable world, too.
And it's a good story. Angel saw it, and he liked it quite a bit.
Yeah. He liked it?
Yeah, he did.
He's crazy. He likes anything.
He does like a lot of stuff.
It's the moving colors.
We actually have we have similar taste, Angel and I. So, Drew, how would you recommend this to people?
I would have liked to have seen it in theaters,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, I think so, too. I would have seen it in theaters.
It was big. It was bright. It was... It was a fun movie. Yeah. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah.
And you know, normally I'm into like the more hardcore, gritty adult stuff. But you know, for it being a kids movie, I enjoyed it.
Every now and then you gotta get a little bit of that sweet sugar.
Exactly.
It can't all be hardcore, you know, gritty in your face, super violence.
I agree.
It's gotta be something. You gotta have something sweet. You gotta look at a picture of a puppy every now and then.
Exactly.
What else have you seen?
Also, me and our
show scientist?
Yes, our show scientist. We went and saw The Place Beyond the Pines.
Matty J.
Yes.
That's the Ryan Gosling, Bradley Cooper, generational crime drama.
Yes. It's basically a character study.
It is.
In family.
It is. In families, about fathers and sons.
Fathers and sons and how the, you know, what the fathers do and the choices that they make really do have quite an impact on what happens to their offspring, whether they know it or not.
Sins of the father are...
repeated with the sons.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. Do you know about this movie, Kevin?
No,
this
I don't.
One, Ryan Gosling, he plays like a carny dude. He's got a bunch of
white
tattoos.
Trash.
He's a total white trashy. And then he hooks up with Eva Mendes, and they have a kid. So he wants to like try to be a good father to the kid, but he ends up, the only way he can get any money is he has to rob some banks.
Oh.
And then Bradley Cooper is a cop, and then he has his own kid, and the story gets pretty epic. It's actually like a multi-generational type of thing.
Sounds good.
And it tells one story. It goes right, just one story to the next.
Yeah.
Just boom.
Kind of episodic
boom,
in how it tells the stories. Yeah. I loved it. I thought it was
I thought it was great.
Fantastic.
It was fun. It was one of the better movies I've seen this year.
You went and saw it in the theater.
Yes.
How would you I think it's still in theaters. Would you recommend people trying to catch it while it's still out? Or?
If you're into that kind of movie,
a very character heavy.
Yeah, if you know, kind of slow paced, but you know, you're learning things,
it
and
is,
kind of
yeah.
getting a feel for it. If yeah. you're if you're into that kind of movie, definitely go see it in theaters.
Okay.
If you're not really into that kind of movie, or maybe on the fence about it, catch it at home. You know, in so you can turn it off. If
turn
you want,
it off
maybe.
If you feel like it,
or pause it and maybe watch the rest of it the next day or whatever, because it is a little lengthy as well.
2 hours and 20 minutes.
Exactly.
And it's an epic story.
So
it spans like 16, 17 years, something like that.
Oh,
so.
Man, I'm going to have a sandwich.
Exactly. I was thinking pause it,
maybe
make a sandwich,
pizza.
Right, take a nap.
Yeah.
Go for a jog.
But yeah, I mean, if you're into that kind of movie, go see it in theaters. If not, catch it at home.
Word. All right. Well, thank you, Drew. Very appreciate those 2 reviews there. I got an article here real quick that I want to talk about that I thought this was interesting, just something we could kick around real quick. This is from The Hollywood Reporter. Recently, they did CinemaCon, a convention of cinema, mostly theater owners.
Mm-hmm.
It's NATO. It's the North American Theater Owners Association, right? I don't think association's in there, but it's all the people that own all the movie theaters in the country, right? And they get together every year, and they meet with like a lot of the people from Hollywood. They talk about the new movies coming out. They try to figure out ways to get more people to come to the theaters, blah, blah, blah. So they got together for CinemaCon this year. The article is titled, MPAA Tweaks Movie Rating System in Wake of Newtown School Shooting.
Uh-oh.
Really?
That's not what I want to talk about there. That's not what I want to talk about. You know that line.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're not even tweaking it that much. That's really making a big ado about nothing. They're talking about being more descriptive in their, you know, when it says rated R for grisly images.
Are they going to give you more of
detail? They want that to be even more descriptive, which is
awesome.
It's already like overly descriptive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now we're going to be adding plot spoilers, if you ask me. Again, not what I want to talk about. There's this little throwaway bit in here that I want to focus on. First, there's two people in this article. There's the NATO president, the guy representing the theater owners, John Fithian. And then there's the guy that runs the MPAA, Christopher Dodd. All right, and they're both in this article. NATO president John Fithian called on Hollywood to make fewer R-rated films. Quote, "It's cool to be Quentin Tarantino, and it's fun to make movies that have all those diverse elements," Fithian said at a press briefing following his presentation with Dodd. "But there's a bit of a disconnect between exhibitors and studios as to what works." Now, when asked whether Dodd thinks the studios represents Asked whether Dodd thinks the studios he represents makes too many violent R-rated films, he pointed out that less than half of all studio films are rated R. Quote, "There's a real desire to provide choice, and you don't want to change that," Dodd said. So now we have almost a bit of a battle, a bit of butting heads between the people that make the movies and then the people that own the exhibitors where we see these movies. The exhibitors want more family-friendly movies.
Because that's what makes them more money, too.
That's where it makes more money. Adult movies, you're only going to get the adults in. You have a family of four. Those stupid kids want their Raisinets and their soda and their nachos. So they're thinking wallets first. You know, I can't blame them for that.
Mm-hmm.
But that still pisses me right off.
Well, yeah, of course.
As an adult.
Yes.
I want movies made for me.
Well, yes. Yeah, I
want more Watchmen, less Meteor Man.
Exactly.
But they just have to have balance.
Yeah, they do have to balance it. And like Dodd said, the MPAA guy said, less than half the movies that come out are rated R.
And if you want to make money on family films, you should invest in Netflix.
And you should also make better movies.
Exactly.
That's what I think. I think it's really just coming down to no matter what the ratings are, no matter what the grade is,
make better movies.
That'll get more people out to see these movies to boost the grosses.
Yeah.
That leads me to this week's edition of Drewster Cogburn versus the world.
Uh-oh, I'm ready.
Are you ready, bro?
Let me get ready.
Choose your weapon wisely, man.
Choose your weapon every week. Whenever the guest comes in studio, I have him go against Drewster Cogburn in a different game.
All right.
Drew, so far in 3 games, is 2-1.
Not
what
bad.
Kind of games you talking about? Like what?
All games of chance and death.
Has anybody ever died?
No, not yet.
All right, I don't want to die.
Not yet.
I gotta go to work tomorrow.
I think you'll be okay.
Okay, work tomorrow.
I just want to finish. We got more after this, man. I want to finish the show.
Okay.
This game, the games are different every week, Kevin. So no one really has an advantage on that. and I do winners out. So since the guest won last week, that was DJ Baby Lack, you're going to get all the bulk of the choices here in the beginning. The game this week is called Which Made More? Not very, you know, hard to follow. Uh-huh. I'm going to give you two movies. You tell me which of the two movies made more money in the United right. States domestically at, in the box office, okay?
All right, I'm adjusting my headphone levels.
All right, Kevin, I have two groups movies. I have five for each of you, okay? Mm-hmm. And they're split into two groups, A and B. Kevin, do you want group A or group B?
A.
Okay, you want group A. And I'm going to give you all five, and then Drew's going to go next. All right? And then I have a tiebreaker at the end, just in case.
Okay.
All right, so first,
all right.
Which made more money?
All right, the money.
Armageddon?
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Or Deep Impact?
Ooh-wee! Armageddon.
You say Armageddon?
Yes.
All right, Armageddon made $201 million. Deep Impact made $140 million. Armageddon is correct. Good job, sir.
That's right. Had more star power.
All right. Number two. What made more money?
Mm-hmm.
Under Siege or Under Siege 2, Dark Territory?
Under Siege, the first one. The first one.
Under Siege.
Under Siege.
Under Siege made $83 million total domestically. Under Siege 2, Dark Territory, $50 million.
Ah!
Under Siege is correct.
You're That's
two,
right.
Two for two so far.
Versus
Good job.
The world, huh?
All right, here we go. Number three.
Woo.
Good Morning, Vietnam.
Good morning.
Or Platoon, which made more money?
Wow. Good Morning, Vietnam, Platoon. I'm going to go with Platoon.
All right. Good Morning, Vietnam made $123 million. Platoon made $138 million. Kevin is three for three so far.
Woo,
you're rolling.
Woo, woo, woo.
You're rolling. Drewster's sweating.
Nah. I got a long way to go.
All right, number four.
Mm-hmm.
Which made more money?
All right, now.
Beverly Hills Cop 2
mm-hmm.
or Jerry Maguire?
Whoa. That's a really good one, man.
That's going to be a tough one.
Because Eddie was at the top of his game at that time, and then, oh, man, you can't.
I think,
talked a lot about Tom Cruise.
We did talk a lot about
yes.
Tom Cruise.
He is yes, Tom Cruise.
He is.
And Eddie Murphy has made some blockbusters and made a lot of money.
I'm not trying to sway you. I'm right. just putting this out there. I think Beverly Hills Cop was the highest grossing movie of that year.
Yeah.
I think maybe.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It made a ton of money.
But I tell you what else I know about that other movie. It had Jerry Maguire had Tom Cruise.
Yep.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Show me the money.
And then it also had, he won something for that, right?
Cuba,
yeah,
Cuba
that was
won.
The end, the beginning of the end for him.
Yeah, because after that he did the boat trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Dumbo Drop.
Oh.
And Radio, that was his best.
Radio.
Oh, man.
Radio.
I laugh every time I see him.
So bad.
Anyway.
Which made more money?
Yeah, it did.
Beverly Hills Cop 2 or Jerry Maguire?
I got to go with Jerry Maguire, man.
All right.
I don't want to, but I will.
Beverly Hills Cop 2 made $153.6 million. Jerry Maguire made $153.9 million.
Oh, look at that.
Yes.
Four for four, Kevin. You got your last one. Are you ready, sir?
Man, when you said that .6, I knew there was some drama.
Yeah, you know it was going to be tight
all right,
when the points get in there.
All right, come on. I got to keep the momentum going.
All right, which made more money? Rambo First Blood Part 2 or Lethal Weapon 2.
Oh, wow.
Which made more?
Okay. The first Rambo was good, but it really got kicking with the second one.
Got over the top with the second one.
Yeah, it went over the top with the second one. That's the one most people remember.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But we're talking about, what's the other movie?
Lethal Weapon 2.
Now, I've never seen Lethal Weapon, but these, man, it's Mel Gibson, it's Danny. People love those movies. I'm like one of the only people that have not seen that movie.
Yeah, apparently.
I have to go. I have to go with Lethal Weapon 2 being the most.
All right. First off, we're going to have to correct that. You haven't seen any of the Lethal Weapons?
No.
We're going to have to watch the first one. At least.
Okay.
We're going to have to.
All right.
That hurts me.
I know Chris Rock was in one of them.
In the fourth one.
Joe Pesci.
We'll just watch the first one with Danny Glover. You can decide whether you want to see
it. I saw the scene where he was telling me he was dating his daughter or something. He had the gas.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Yeah, too.
I saw. Okay.
No, that's a cute.
All right.
So you saw Lethal Weapon 2?
Yes, I did.
Rambo First Blood Part 2 made $150 million. Lethal Weapon 2 made $147 million. So get one wrong, but 4 out of 5.
That's pretty good.
That is right. Impressive. Best showing, I think, so far yet on the edition of Juicy Cogburn versus the World. Drew, you get the B section. You got a mountain to climb, buddy.
Yikes. Yes, I do. Time to whoop up on the world.
Come here
on
we now. Go.
I got to be perfect.
All right, your first one. Dante's Peak or Volcano? Dueling volcano movies. Came out right around the same time.
I don't know either one of those.
Volcano.
You know? I knew all the movies you named.
Really, but you don't know? Oh, wow. So you got lucky. Yeah. Volcano's one with Tommy Lee Jones. Volcano's in Los Angeles. No?
Who?
In the late
90s. And the other one was... And the other one's with Pierce Brosnan.
The other one's Pierce Brosnan.
So I'm going with Volcano.
You're going Volcano. Oh, no. Dante's Peak made $67 million. Volcano made $49 million.
Oh, I'm already...
You're already down 0-1.
You got to run the table.
You got to run the table just to tie.
The world is spinning in reverse.
I do have the tiebreaker. Number two, here we go.
This is terrible.
Underworld or Twilight? You got two movies about...
Twilight made more money.
Vampires versus werewolves.
Twilight made more money.
Underworld made $51 million, and Twilight made $192 million. Not even close, actually.
Yeah, Twilight won.
Number three, here we go. Saw 2 or Pineapple Express? No connection between those whatsoever.
Well, it's R-rated stoner comedy versus the Saw franchise.
Versus the Saw franchise.
I never saw any of the Saw movies.
Still a stoner movie.
Probably. Yeah.
Because they don't interest me. But who made... Man, what did the stoners go see more? The horror movie or the comedy?
Action comedy.
I'm going to go with my heart, and I'm going to hope it's Pineapple Express.
All right. Saw 2 made $87 million. Pineapple Express, $86.9 million. Saw 2 is the correct answer.
I lose.
So Drew loses, but let's finish this out because I wrote all this down.
Okay.
SBK is officially the winner for this one, representing the world. Drew, let's finish this. Con Air or The Rock?
Ooh.
The Rock.
Con Air made $101 million. The Rock made $134 million, so that's correct. And finally, which made more in the U.S., The Dark Knight or... The Dark Knight Rises.
So either the first or the third.
The second or the third.
Second or the third. The second. So the Dark Knight.
Dark Knight. Dark Knight made $534 million in this country. Dark Knight Rises made $448. That's correct. You got 3 out of 5, but Kevin wins with 4 out of 5.
Yeah.
The world woke up on me this time.
The world wins again. That brings it to 2-2 total. Nice job, Kevin.
Hey, man, you know what? I'm just glad I won something.
Hey, well, you won big on that one. You know what? I have a tiebreaker here. Let me just put it out there. Let's see which one of you guys might get this one.
Okay.
Of these two actors, which actor's movies have grossed more money total? Your choices are Brad Pitt and George Clooney. Just throw out the answers, whatever you think, guys.
Clooney.
You're going Clooney?
Pitt.
You're going Pitt? The correct answer is Brad Pitt.
He's been in more movies.
Brad Pitt has been in more movies. But only four movies.
Oh, wow. I thought it would been more than that.
Brad Pitt started in movies younger. You got to remember, Clooney started off on TV.
That's true.
He did like 6 years on ER before.
Brad Pitt's been a movie star for a long time.
Brad was doing movies during that time. Yeah.
Brad Pitt made 33 movies. According to Box Office Mojo, those 33 movies have grossed $2.2 billion worldwide. George Clooney made 29 movies. Those films have grossed $1.5 billion worldwide. So, George Clooney, 29 movies, $1.5 billion. The Avengers, one movie, $1.5 billion.
Yeah, I know, right?
Put that math together. So there you go. Juicy Cogburn versus the World. That was fun. Good time. Good times. Good job, guys.
Congratulations, Kevin.
Oh, man. Thank you.
Okay, so now we got a bunch of questions for the Crespo Dome. I'm going to start out with good old Billy D.
Oh, Billy. Question number 16.
Question number 16 for episode 16 from Billy D. We really appreciate it, Billy. Thank you very much. So I'm just pulling that up here. Question. All right, guys. Now, we just did a whole summer movie guide episode.
Yes.
A bunch of these questions are summer movie related.
Awesome.
Such as Billy's question. What summer movie will we be most surprised to hear you guys are excited for? Working on an endless bummer, Billy D. So, of all those summer movies coming out, the ones that we talked about, which ones, is there one that people would be surprised?
I don't know, maybe Gatsby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody knows we like science fiction, so at least, you know, everybody knows I'm a comic book guy, so Wolverine doesn't surprise.
Right.
Man of Steel.
I'm actually looking forward to the Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger?
I don't really know the story, really. I mean,
maybe Fast and Furious, because it is kind of, you know, kind of a throwaway, just kind of.
I guess for me, it would be most surprising for me to be looking forward to Fast and Furious, because I don't even like most of those freaking movies. And Fast and Furious 5. The more I see it on HBO, the less I like that stinking movie.
But you want to see 6.
I'm going to go see it.
Gotta see it.
I'm pumped for it.
I've seen all the rest of them.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. That'd probably be it for me. I don't know. I think all the summer movies are pretty on the nose. Like, I don't think anyone would be surprised that we want to see these things.
Yeah.
You know? I'm not the biggest Star Trek fan, but I'm
neither
looking forward
am I,
to
but
that.
I'm you know, so am I.
Oh, I can't wait to see that.
And it's kind of hard to, even if you're not a Star Trek fan, it's hard to be like, oh, I don't want to see that. Because
it's a summer blockbuster space movie. Who cares if it's Star Trek?
I think that's the one thing J.J. Abrams did really well. He managed to make these
Reboot
I know
Star
it's
Trek
not
going to
suck.
He rebooted a franchise.
He rebooted a franchise and made it in a way that I don't think you have to be a hardcore fan to appreciate.
Yeah.
Which is good.
And I hope I'll stay awake during this one.
Only one way to find out.
Yep.
It's going to happen soon. So I don't think we really answered your question, Billy, but we gave it a shot.
Yeah, we tried.
All right, now I'm going to Twitter for my questions. Actually, you know what? Because this segues nicely. My one Facebook question came from Olga Blanco.
Ah, Olga.
You know old Olga?
Yeah, she was one of our interns.
One of your interns. Awesome, one of your best. She got you the interview with the Turtle Man.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, that was awesome.
She was working on Dave Chappelle.
Oh, that's the elusive, the white elephant.
Can't do it.
Olga asked for our thoughts on the new Star Trek, so...
Didn't we just do that?
That's why I'm jumping on that right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean,
anything you
want to
expand
awesome.
On?
I hate it.
180.
I think not that I know she wants it.
I think it's going to be interesting. I mean, I have no idea.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Yeah. I don't know anything about the story, but I know there's...
Spock.
As a matter of fact, we talked quite a bit about Star Trek on the bonus episode.
Yeah.
So go ahead and check out the bonus episode.
Oh, we loved it.
And yeah, you was rambling about Star Trek and Benedict Cumberbatch and all that wonderful stuff.
Oh.
Going to the Twitter. At UncoolGirlJen asked, what movie remake would you love to see done? What movie
remake?
A remake.
I want to see Westworld.
Oh, Westworld.
I want Westworld done now.
Man, I kind of want to. I just want to piggyback on the answer. I just want to take the answer. Can we share answers?
Every since I saw that movie, it's been on my mind. Like, why haven't they remade this? It's just perfect.
Do you know about this movie?
No, I don't know.
It's starring the elder Brolin, James Brolin, and Yul Brynner. It's from the 70s, Westworld. It's directed by Michael Crichton, the guy who wrote Jurassic Park and all those crazy books, Sphere. It's about a theme park that splits into 3 sections. There's the Westworld, there's Roman World, and there's...
Medieval World.
And you pay, and you show up, and you walk in, and like Westworld, it's like an old Western town, and there's a lot of robots that are set up by cowboys, and you have shootouts with these robots, and they have blanks. You go into Medieval World, and like everything's like a big, epic medieval party, and you're drinking, and there's wenches and stuff. And then, of course, it's like Jurassic Park. It's the same thing as Jurassic Park. They go into the theme park, and then the theme park breaks down. The robots start killing the guests.
Wow.
And Yul Brynner, he's like the cowboy robot. He's the droid, and he goes berserk, and he starts storming around Westworld, shooting people, and looking for James Brolin or someone. He's like looking for one particular guy. It's an intense movie.
It is.
But it's also a 70s movie, so it's got all the cheese.
They were trying,
they're
the
trying.
Best they could do.
Best they could do, exactly. I definitely appreciate it for what it is. I really like it, but that would make for a great remake.
No, yeah, exactly.
Did you mention on this show? Now the shows are blending together. You mentioned
it
on this show
together.
Or the bonus episode about Will Smith remaking Uptown Saturday Night.
A piece of the action, Uptown Saturday Night, and Let's Do It Again.
Let's Do It Again.
He owns the right to it, but...
But that's been for a while now.
Yeah, there's just nothing going on with it.
Have you seen those movies?
No.
They're all starring Sidney Poitier and Bill Cosby, all directed by Sidney Poitier from the 70s. The first two are like comedies, and then the third one's a little more serious. They're working at a school and like trying to help these kids.
But it's still a comedy, though.
It's still
like
a bit of
dramedy.
A comedy. Yeah, it's a dramedy. But it's awesome. It's Bill Cosby at the height of his game, you know, at the height of his comedic powers, and he's playing roles. Like in the first one, he's like, he wants to go to a club. He's like, come on, let's get some women, man. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
You got to see it. It's good.
Yeah. And the second one is where Biggie Smalls gets Biggie Smalls from.
Yeah.
Yeah. There, that's where, and then he couldn't keep that name because it was copyrighted.
Oh.
You know, sucks for you, dude. But it's, that would make for some good remakes. Anything of anything else you'd like to see remade?
No, man, that's three right there. Those are movies that I just remember as a kid. And just through college, we watched them all the time. So I'd love to see, like, with a modern cast.
How about any Richard Pryor movies, like Stir Crazy, something like that, Grease Lightning?
I told you I wanted to, well, I wanted to do the Superman, and I wanted Dave Chappelle to replace Richard Pryor. Okay, that's what I want to see.
So you want to redo Superman 3?
I mean, come on, let's do it.
Why not? I'm in.
That's my remake.
Dave Chappelle as Richard Pryor.
In Superman 3.
In the new Superman 3. In Man of Steel 2.
Yeah.
I'm down. I'm down for that. Yeah, I'm piggybacking on Westworld.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, that's a great idea, Drew.
I know.
Definitely not for that one. All right, thank you, Uncool Girl Jen. We appreciate that. At Director90, ask us, Iron Man 3 or Monsters University? They're both in 3D and they're both made by Disney. Which makes more? Iron Man 3 or Monsters University?
Iron Man 3.
I'm going Iron Man.
No question.
Yeah. Piggybacking off that Avengers money.
Because even though Monsters is, we're talking about families and kids and a lot more people.
Pixar.
Being Pixar in general, Iron Man 3, you're going to get a lot of people, a lot of kids, a lot of teenagers that are going to want to see it over and over like Avengers.
Yep.
So they're going to get a lot more repeat business. I'm sticking with Iron Man 3 is going to be the top movie of the year. About the summer.
Yeah.
Of the summer. I'm
That's
going
to happen.
I don't know about that, but it's going to make a bunch of money.
A ton of money. More than Monsters University.
Oh, yeah.
At Evan, I think that's how you pronounce that. It's four E's on a van. Evan asked us, okay, he wants to know about plain Jane actresses that we think are hot. He gave examples, Carrie Mulligan and Emily Blunt.
Emily Blunt's smoking hot.
I think she's more than plain Jane.
Oh,
hot.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
But she's not all like out there, like bow bow.
No.
She's, but you got, yeah, she's not like throwing it at you.
Yeah, but I don't think she's like girl next door. Looking either plain Jane.
I know what he means, though. Like, she's not...
Like, Gwyneth Paltrow is kind of a plain Jane type of deal.
Yeah. You know? She looks lame.
Yeah,
like,
I'm
just gonna lay here and be
a dead fish.
Like Jennifer Aniston?
Yeah.
Dead leg?
Yep.
Plain Jane actresses. All right.
There's not many plain Jane actresses.
Yeah,
they're all kind of hot.
Yeah, you're talking about in relative to each other.
Except for random fat actress with, you know, great personality.
Yeah. Like a Melissa McCarthy type of deal.
Ooh.
Fat actress, great personality. Right.
Rebel Wilson.
Who? What? Rebel Wilson.
Yeah, that fat chick, the English one that
was
just in painting.
Yeah. That's, I never remember her name. Her name's Rebel Wilson.
I know her first name's Rebel.
Rebel. Yeah, that sounds right. Yeah. I don't know about her. Plain Jane.
Actresses are hot. That's kind of the way it works.
They're all gorgeous. They're all a bunch of gorgeous women. Natalie Portman. I don't know.
She's hot.
She's just hot.
Anybody you name, somebody's gonna think they're hot.
Someone's gonna think they're hot.
Exactly.
Okay, so we objectively think all these women are just hot.
Everybody's hot.
Everyone's hot.
I don't know about everybody.
Well, not everybody.
But mostly, the majority.
Mostly. They're all the Marissa Tomei's and Kate Beckinsale's and Zoe Saldana's.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. They're all hot. And I think Carrie Mulligan, they're all. All right. Well, that was another failed answer. Sorry, we're not doing too well.
Sometimes
with these.
We're not so good at these.
At Sir Kyle. You know Sir Kyle.
Oh, yeah.
Sir Kyle.
He's the Castlebarian.
Castlebarian has now asked a couple questions now in a few shows in a row. We appreciate it. This week he wants us to talk about our favorite documentaries. His is one called Senna, S-E-N-N-A, which is a really, really great documentary about an F1 racer who was like pretty much the greatest F1 racer in the world, and then he died during a race. And I think he's actually the last person to die during an F1 race during the 90s. And it's a great, great documentary. That's on the Netflix. So he wants to know about our favorite documentaries. Favorite documentaries, you know.
I like Square Grouper.
Square Grouper's good.
That's good.
That's the same people that did Cocaine Cowboys.
Uh-huh.
I would actually recommend to people Cocaine Cowboys over Square Grouper.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's a more gripping story. It's just more over the top, more violent.
It's
more dramatic. I guess that's more what you're into. It's just a more dramatic story, you know. Just the Miami in the early 80s was out
crazy
of control.
Place.
Out of control.
Yeah, it was.
And they documented it really well. The people that made those movies, they're a production company based in Miami. Mm-hmm. I know. We know a guy that works for him.
Juan Garcia de los Rios.
Yes.
I'm also a fan of the new Snoop Dogg documentary, Reincarnation.
I haven't seen it.
That's a good one.
I've
heard about it. It looks good.
So you saw it?
I saw it this last week.
And what'd you think about it?
Man, I mean, at first I thought, I get it, Snoop Dogg. You don't go to Jamaica
and get high.
Get high and walk around in the woods and come out and go, I'm Bob Marley now.
Yeah, we all know he loves weed. He doesn't hide that.
It's a lot more to it than that.
Yeah, that's right.
It's a lot more to it.
That's what I've heard. I've heard that even if you're not into Snoop Dogg or hip hop or anything, it's still an interesting documentary in terms of just about a guy.
Have an open mind about a guy who's really trying to change his ways. And he'll say, look, I'm a gangster rapper. I have killed so many people on the record.
And
he goes, I've done so many things. I can't do anymore.
He's like,
I got to do. And he goes, I'm all about love and weed and having a good time anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what he said. He was like, I'm all about peace and love from here on out.
So might as well make a sacrament out
exactly.
of it.
Exactly.
Yeah, hopefully it works for him. I hope it works out for the guy.
Yes.
So that's definitely a documentary I want to see. You know, I really enjoy my favorite. I can tell you who my favorite documentarian is.
Werner Herzog.
He's up there. Werner Herzog is one of my favorite people
my
in
favorite.
General. He's your favorite documentarian. My favorite guy is Errol Morris. He has his own style where he came up with this thing called the Interatron.
Right.
Where he found a way to, it's like he puts a piece of glass in front of the camera and he is off to the side, like in another room, and there's a camera on him and his face is being projected onto this glass in front of the camera. So when he's interviewing someone, if he's interviewing you,
mm-hmm.
you're looking directly into the camera, but you're seeing his face.
So you can,
So you're talking to him face to face and you feel more comfortable. And then when you watch the movie, you had a sense of these people that are being interviewed. They're talking directly to you. And he calls it the Interatron. And he says he likes that because it puts together two of his favorite words, interrogation and terror.
Awesome.
The Interatron.
I like it.
Some of his movies are, he did this one great film, Standard Operating Procedure. It's all about, remember at, was that Abu Ghraib? Where the soldiers were taking pictures of all the naked detainees,
yep.
and there's a chick with the thumbs up and all that. Like, he interviews that girl
mm-hmm.
and all the people involved in that. That story goes, what you think you know about that story, you don't know anything about that story. What we were told in the media is a fraction of what really happened. He gets into it, what really went down. It's fascinating how much manipulation went down, scapegoating.
Oh, it's a lot of manipulation.
It's great. He did another one, The Fog of War, where he interviews Robert McNamara, the guy who was he was with Kennedy during the Bay of Pigs. He was Nixon's dude during the 70s. Like, he was behind a lot of foreign policy in this country in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And it's him sitting down and just talking about the things he did, his decisions, what he regretted, what he didn't regret. Very, very interesting stuff. Guy's just a great, great, great documentarian. Errol Morris. A bunch of stuff on he made a movie in the 80s. Maybe late 90s, called The Thin Blue Line,
mm-hmm.
about a dude who was on death row for killing a cop, and he made a documentary that proved that he didn't do it. In his documentary, he interviewed another guy who was in prison for something else. That guy admitted to the crime. That movie got that dude off death row.
Wow.
Yeah. The Thin Blue Line, that's on the Netflix. That actually might have been a past Netflix pick of the week while from SBK Live. Errol Morris.
And I'm also a big fan of food documentaries.
Yes, the food documentaries
Jerry Dreams
are big.
Of Sushi, that Saw movie we just saw.
The
and
wine documentary.
The El Bulli movie that's on Netflix as well.
About the gastro.
That place that's only open for a couple months a year, and it was their final season.
A Matter of Taste, I'm a big fan of that one.
Yeah.
That's also on the Netflix. A lot of great food documentaries. And when I say food documentary, it doesn't have to be one like Food Nation or where it makes you hate food. I want a food documentary that makes me want food.
Exactly. Good luck. You got to pick and
you got to be picky and choosy. Forks over knives.
Drink water,
no. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You got to be careful. No. You got to the one sick and nearly dying, sick dead nearly dying.
Oh, that's a good one.
No, because it makes me want to hate food and just juice everything. No, I want some.
Screw being healthy.
Yeah, I want some food porn, man.
Yeah,
straight up. I think those are all the questions we got for this week, but that's not all the questions for the show because Kevin, you got to do. The lightning round.
I'm ready.
This is the big ending here. The lightning round is the big ending.
All right.
We did this once before. One of the first lightning rounds was when... The first one I did with Drew to test out the lightning round. And then the second time we did it was when you and Ed were on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we did one then. I don't remember.
Neither did I.
Because I thought you hadn't done one either for a while. I was like, oh, wait a second. He did one that one episode. I can't remember which one that was. Like episode 11 or something like that. So we got a whole new lightning round, a whole new set of questions. 10 questions for you. I'm going to hit you with a question. You just throw me an answer right back.
Supposed to be really fast?
As fast as you can.
Okay.
Angel did take about 12 minutes to go through his lightning round. He was pulling up iTunes. It was ridiculous.
Was he really?
Yeah.
What an idiot.
So I'm pretty easy with the rules here.
All right, here we go.
Okay, here we go. So question number one. Your favorite holiday is?
My favorite holiday is Thanksgiving.
All right.
Because you don't have to buy anybody anything. You just get to eat.
True.
And that's it. Everybody just eating.
Just show up with some wine.
And you're not even expected to do anything after you eat.
No. You sit on the couch and watch some football.
And eat.
And eat more.
Yeah.
But get some pumpkin pie.
Right. Yeah. And we kill everything we eat.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. All right. Number two. Mm-hmm. East Coast or West Coast?
East Coast, because that's where I'm from.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Number three. When did you realize your childhood was over?
When did I realize my childhood was... Probably when I joined the Navy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Number four. What's at the end of the rainbow?
A day of gay pride parade.
Yeah.
But it's cool now. Obama says it's cool.
It is
so
cool.
It's cool.
It is
yeah,
cool.
It's cool.
All right. Number five. You are alone in the woods. It is dark. You turn around and someone is there. Who is it?
Oh, man, that's scary. That is scary.
That is scary.
Say that one more time.
You are alone in the woods. It is dark. You turn around and someone is there. Who is it?
It's a wolf.
Oh.
Is that someone or is that something?
That works.
That's fine.
It's a wolf, man.
That's scary.
Yeah, it's a lot of wolves.
Number six.
Especially out there around Claremont.
Number six.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather be able to read minds or have X-ray vision?
Read minds.
Okay.
Yeah, like Sookie.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
True Blood.
Yeah, and then I'll know everything.
You would.
Well, it's a Jedi mind trick.
All the minds that are nearest to you.
Yeah.
You couldn't read minds on the other side of the world.
No. That's
gotta be
Professor
within range.
X then.
That
yeah,
is Professor
exactly.
X type stuff.
But then he can only talk to the freaks.
Number seven. If you could go to the moon, would you?
I sure would. I'm the first one, too. Oh, man. Would I go? Yeah, because it would just be the most ironic thing ever. And I actually get to go to the moon, and I don't believe we went.
It would be, yeah.
Yeah, I would go.
That would be a circle.
I mean, yeah, I think I'd go.
I never said whether it's a one-way ticket or not. Just,
yeah, it can't be a one-way ticket. No. And they would have to guarantee that my Instagram would work all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I want to take pictures.
You got to prove to people.
No filter either. I am not going to try to be. I'm not going to become a part of a conspiracy theory. That's probably what would happen. I would go, and no one would believe that I went.
Yeah. That's why you got to Instagram it.
It's like, oh, man, you were at the bar last night. Now I'm going to the moon tomorrow.
I'm going to the moon.
Tomorrow.
Number eight.
Mm-hmm.
What is the best deal at Flea World?
The best deal at Flea World is the beers. The big beers, man. You can just walk around.
With giant beers.
Where else can you walk around and shop outside and the weather's pretty good?
With a giant beer.
With a giant $3
with
beer.
With no real... You're just walking around till you find the next beer place.
Yeah.
It's just a good time.
Yeah, sure.
And then you might see something you need, but you probably won't.
You might find a knockoff purse that looks nice.
You might need that.
Number nine. Have you ever seen the true face of panic?
Yes.
Yeah?
Oh, yes, I have.
Okay.
I was in a store that was getting robbed
on
New Year's Eve when I was in high school.
Wow.
Yeah, and the guy that came in that wanted to rob the store, yeah, he was desperate.
Yeah,
I'm talking.
Everything was shaking.
Guns shaking everywhere.
Those are the worst.
I got low and crawled around and went out the door.
Very nice.
Nice.
Yeah. Very nice. And number 10, finally, puppies, kittens, and babies. Rank them in order of cuteness.
Babies first.
Okay.
Are the cutest.
Okay.
Then puppies, then kittens.
And then kittens.
Yeah, all kittens are last.
All right, there you go. That's your lightning round with Kevin, volume two.
Part duh.
We appreciate it so much, Kevin. Thank you.
Oh, man, I appreciate y'all having me.
One more thing, and then we're going to send you out of here.
What we got to do?
This is another new thing that we do. Part of the reason why we have you on.
You see
those four bags over there?
Oh, yeah.
Crespo Diso swag bags, buddy. Pick one out. Choose a bag. That's your swag. Crespo a little bit of crust poetry for you.
Do I have to pull out what's in it and describe it? Is
I'll pull mine out. I'll do it for you. All right. And I'll present them to you one at a time. You got the Crespo bag. Here's your swag.
Little swag bag. I'm going to have to declare this on my taxes.
You might have to. I don't know. Actually, the $7 value overall.
Oh, okay.
Probably not. Right. A DVD copy of Next. This is a film with Nicolas Cage where you can see
the future.
2 seconds into the future.
I like Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage. Here we go. We have a 25-pack of Treasure Chest Buccaneer Brawlers.
Buccaneer Brawlers. Red and black. Red and black. Fight them like army men.
There you go. I got you a bottle of Sugar Plum Body Lotion by Couture Diva. Enjoy that.
Couture Diva.
it looks like plumish purple. Dr. Wacko's Mad Lab Silly Sludge. Watch it ooze. Safe and non-toxic. It's a little barrel of silly sludge in there.
It is safe and non-toxic.
Yes. Safe and non-toxic.
So you can swallow it.
But do not eat it.
I'm just going to throw this on people.
And there's a Cinema Crespo Diso sticker in there for you as well. So there you go, sir.
All right. I appreciate it.
That is your Crespo Diso swag bag.
I will tweet this later.
Yes.
My swag bag.
Yes. Show people that people like to see what they got in the swag bag.
Yes.
That's what you get. Thank you for coming on, sir. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Yes, to be with you guys. Yeah, we had a great time here drinking beers and just talking shit.
And I even beat Drew.
Yeah, seriously.
You know what I mean? I represented for the world.
Yes. The world beat me twice now.
You're on a roll, man, with Juice Cogburn, the movie Chain Game on SBK. Live.
Yeah, I'm on my way.
You're doing good.
I will not be denied.
So I want to thank you all for listening to Cinema Crespo Diso. Thanks for checking us out. Make sure to tell your friends. Please remember iTunes, the whole rate review thing. I mean, you know, we're saying that for a reason. We're not joking around. Do it. Drusa Cogburn, thank you very much for joining
us. You're very welcome, sir.
Tweet him at antihero419. SBK, thank you.
Tweet me at the soul brother. Accept no imitations.
No imitations.
Don't feed me after midnight.
Often imitated, never duplicated. And SBKLiveRadio.com for the show.
SBKLiveRadio.com every Friday by 5.
So make sure you check that out. And that's it. That's episode 16. We'll be back next week at episode 17. Who knows what's going to go on? Also, make sure to download that super special summer episode guide. But, all right, so now that we're at the end here, Kevin.
Yeah.
Do me a favor.
What's up?
Can you beatbox us up?
Oh, man. You want me to beatbox us up?
Beatbox us up.
All right. Do it.
What? Cinema. Crespo. Diso. Cinema. Crespo. Diso. Thank you very much.